And now, Spotlight Montana with Laurel Staples.
Skier Maggie Boysen of Whitefish is set to compete in her third Winter Olympic Games. In the Spotlight Montana, Maggie talks about how she's preparing for the Games, what's next after the Olympics, and her journey through some major ups and downs over the past couple of years.
You just qualified for your third Olympics, and again, many congratulations to you. Your reaction to everything that's happening?
Oh my goodness, it all feels so unreal. And also, thank you. Thank you so much. It's so exciting. I just had an interview, honestly, really recently, and I just mentioned, I'm like, it's crazy to say I'm 23 years old and I'm headed to my third Olympic Games. But more than anything, you know, I'm just so grateful, and I'm so excited to represent Team USA and the sport of free skiing, and of course, representing Montana in Beijing.
Well, you just wrapped up the X game, and you mentioned your age, but this was your 10th appearance in the X game. So you started when you were, what, 15 years old?
Mm-hmm. Did they say 10 appearances? Wow. I like couldn't keep track, but that's crazy. It's crazy.
Well, it's phenomenal what you've achieved. And with the X Games, you finished, it looks like, fourth and sixth in two events. How do you feel about your results?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I unfortunately, you know, I'm happy with Big Air. The weather was, it was really tricky. It was a really big jump, and my coach was pushing me in from the top, and then I would sit tuck straight all the way in. So we were really like, had to push for speed. So to be able to just have the event was really fun. And I was happy with the tricks that I put down. And fourth place is, of course, great. And that happened on Friday. And then on Saturday, I competed in slopestyle. Unfortunately, I really, really struggled. And I just couldn't find my rhythm and my flow. And, you know, it's a bummer, you know, that it happens, it totally happens, but it's always a bummer when it happens at an event like X Games. But with that being said, I'm really finding the positive, and I skied super well all week long. I really believe X Games is the absolute best training you can get before the Olympics, so I'm grateful for that. I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm skiing well, and I know what I need to work on headed into Beijing.
So preparing for the Olympics, what are some of the things you're focused on the most in preparing, what you need to work on?
Yeah, I mean, I think more than anything, you know, the sport is so mental. You really have to bring your A game, and, you know, really just working with my nerves. And for me, that's a lot of mindfulness meditation. So there's that side of it too. And then I've really dealt with a lot of injuries in the past couple of years. So also keeping my body physically healthy and, you know, really listening to myself, backing off when I need to. And then, you know, also with just my physical performance, really just believing and trusting in myself. Everyone's going to bring their A game at the Olympics. And like I said, just really believing in myself, and just putting it all on the line and just having some fun.
Well, you mentioned injuries, and you've overcome some incredible challenges, mm-hmm. and injuries, and the loss of your brother. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how that's changed you.
Yeah, so today is the 24th, I believe. So yesterday, January 23rd, it was actually a year from when my brother passed away. So yeah, yesterday, you know, it kind of, you know, that crazy being like, it's already been a year. And also really looking back and realized how much I've been through in this past year. And like you mentioned, how it's really changed me as a person. I've never had death happen that close to me before. And for it to be my brother and for it to be so unexpected, really, really, really took a lot out of me. And it really just shattered my family and my whole world. And, you know, last year I didn't really compete a lot. I just, you know, really tried to just spend as much time with family and really just grieve and do the healing that I needed to do. I feel like if I just pushed it and tried to ignore all of that stuff, then I wouldn't be where I am right now. You know, I realized that I needed to take the time to take care of me first so I could be at my best performance and make this Olympic team. And, you know, also too with my brother's death, you know, I just want to strive to be the best that I possibly can every day, no matter what that looks like. You know, even as, you know, as an athlete, just keep pushing and keep progressing, but also just to show up as a great human every day. My brother was such an incredible person, and I strive to be, you know, half the human that he was.
I hear you. I'm with you there. You've been on an incredible journey, and we're all so proud of you. And so let's talk about, run through the schedule for the Olympics and the events that you're in.
All right. I feel bad. This is, you're all going to learn a little bit about me. I never know exact dates and times, but I do know. So I leave for Beijing on Thursday, the 27th. We'll get there and we'll have a bit of time before our first event, which will be Big Air. And so we'll compete in Big Air first. And then about a week or so later, I'll compete in slopestyle. I'm so sorry that I don't know the exact dates, but kind of a ride by the seat of my pants. Tell me where I need to go and I'll go ski the best that I can.
Well, this Olympics will be a different experience, of course, with the pandemic. What are you expecting and what do you think this will be like?
Yeah, I mean, it's really going to be interesting. And someone else just asked me this recently, and I feel like it's going to be hard to really tell what the situation is going to look like until we get there. We've got, you know, a lot of COVID tests and a lot of protocols leading up to leaving for Beijing. And that's definitely been stressful, especially with the new variant, you know, with it being so contagious. So I've had to really, you know, stay out of the public and just do the best that I can to keep myself from getting infected with the virus. And then also, I think once we land in Beijing, we'll take multiple COVID tests to make sure we're good. And then we'll join something called a closed loop kind of group. And that'll be in the Olympic Village. And I've heard from some of our staff that's already there that it kind of will have a similar feel from previous Olympic Games. So like I said, it's kind of a day by day process and I'll learn more when I get there. But you know, no matter what, I'm just super grateful to be headed to another Olympics. And even though it looks different, you know, we're still so, so thrilled.
So when do you leave and what are you doing to prepare at these, probably within, you know, today or tomorrow or the next couple of days?
Yeah. So I got done at X Games on Saturday and I drove immediately back to Park City, Utah, which is where I spend my winters training and competing mostly. And I have 2 full days. Today is yesterday and today, and I leave for LA tomorrow, which is where we will do team processing. So we'll get all of our gear there. We'll do a lot of meetings, and then we have a charter flight on Thursday, the 27th, and we are off to Beijing. So I am in total pack mode right now and just trying to, or I was saying, you know, unpacking from X Games and repacking for the Olympics.
That's crazy. Well, and you're going with some fellow Montanans. Darian Stevens and Brad Wilson. What has that friendship been like with all of you?
Oh my goodness, it's so exciting. I always say it, I feel like, you know, I'm so proud to be from Montana. Truly, it's growing up in the state of Montana has shaped me to be the human that I am. It'll always be home, and just to go and, you know, represent Montana alongside, you know, my fellow teammates, Darian and Brad. It's so exciting, especially Darian. We've been teammates since we were so little. We've been competing against each other for so long, and we get to go to our second Olympics together, represent our country, represent our sport, but also represent the state that we're from.
You get to experience everything together, you know, and it sounds like an incredible friendship there. Well,
oh, it is.
After the games, what's next for you? Or do you have plans? A vacation.
Oh, I definitely have a vacation planned. I have some friends that live in Costa Rica now, so I'll definitely be going to visit them at some point. But I plan to come home after the Olympics. I've done that the past 2 Olympics and just go ski the home resort with my friends and my family. Just kind of show up and do some fun stuff with the community, get some kids inspired. And, you know, I think that for me has always just been so much fun going home and just kind of getting back into where I grew up. My roots is really fun. And then other than that, I don't have any other plans really. We have some World Cups at the end of the year that I'm still kind of undecided if I'll compete at, but just keep skiing, maybe do a little bit of filming. I really don't know yet. Right now, just my focus is on the Olympics, and once it's over, I can start planning.
All right. Well, anything else that you would like to share?
Nothing really, but just besides thank you. Thank you to everyone who's just supported me throughout all of these years. And like I've mentioned, it's such an honor to be from the beautiful, the best state ever, Montana. And I just want to say thank you to everyone. And I'm so excited, you know, to represent Montana and to just have you all cheering me and the rest of us from Montana in these games.
We'll all be cheering you on, Maggie. And thank you so much. And you're such an inspiration to all of us. So again, we're all so proud of you.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it.